Even though I have all this self-love, I still have my days. So I'm not perfect, not a perfect vision board for you. I'm just here to show you that it's possible and how to deal with it when the negativity comes, because it does come even to someone like me who radiates confidence and self-love constantly. Welcome to the Royally Confident Podcast on this amazing sexy Sunday, where we delve into the world of confidence, self-esteem, and personal growth fit for royalty. I'm your host, Janice, and I'm here to guide you on a journey towards unlocking your inner confidence and living your best life. So if you're ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment, join me on the Royally Confident Podcast and get ready to unlock your inner confidence and reign supreme in your life today. Hello, and welcome back to Royally Confident with your host, Janice, your Royally Confident coach who helps women who've been in a toxic relationship get their confidence back and establish unshakable confidence and self-love for themselves. Yes, we are back for another empowering episode. So I've been realizing, because, I love having friends and all that good stuff, how important, even though I say it all the time, I had to get slapped in the face, not physically, metaphorically, about how important it is to have a positive support system around you. Because when you're surrounded by constant negativity, like, it really does impact your health. So one whole week I left where I currently stay at to go to Chiang Mai in Thailand, because I was like super in a dark place and I didn't know how to get out of it. And I wanted to surround myself with more positive and like-minded people. So I did a lot of the healing workshops that Chiang Mai has to offer, like holistic, like breath work, ice baths, sound healing, all that good, like healing stuff to get more clarity on the situation that I was currently in. You're like, what situation? They could gossip. Well, I kind of had an argument with a friend of mine, and it really affected me, even though it really shouldn't have, but it did. And it did. And even though I thought it shouldn't have affected me, it did. So I left to go get peace, because this person has been getting really toxic in my life. And I just realized how toxic they can get. And you don't realize until you're on this still self journey, you're like this self love journey. Even though I have all this self love, I still have my days. So I'm not perfect, not a perfect vision board for you. I'm just here to show you that it's possible and how to deal with it when the negativity comes, because it does come even to someone like me who radiates confidence and self love constantly. So I went searching for peace. And I didn't realize that that's what I was looking for until I actually came back from Chiang Mai. And the first day I came back, I didn't go nowhere. I didn't go out. It was somebody's birthday. And normally, like, I go out for their birthday to give them support on their birthday, because I'm a big birthday freak. Like, I love my birthday. And I want to show people the same type of love. But I couldn't do it because I knew who all was going to be there. And I was just not interested in hanging out with them, especially since I finally found the peace that I was searching for. So what I noticed is that I have a trauma when it comes to making friends. So as a young girl, I was spoiled rotten by my grandfather. I was his favorite golden child. And this is because my mom couldn't take care of me at the time. So my grandparents did take care of me at the time for about 4 years, just them. And I was spoiled like crazy because of it. And I was not liked by a lot of people because of it. And it's probably one of the reasons why I have a lot of confidence, is because of how much my grandfather lifted me up and, made me feel really special. But my attitude was not special to a lot of people because of the fact that I had that only child syndrome. I was spoiled. So I was a brat if I didn't get what I wanted, and I didn't care who I hurt or talked down to until I started realizing that I started losing friendships over it, but I had no idea why. I didn't even know until I was an adult. So my trauma was always scared to lose friends. So it always just want to make friends. It didn't care what their personality was like or how negative they were. I just like wanted friends. So when I moved to Thailand, it was the same thing. I just wanted friends. It didn't matter if they were like negative or sarcastic or weren't aligned with me. I just wanted friends, especially since I've been traveling so like solo for a couple months, and it's the first time I haven't had like real human connections. So I was desperate. Felt like I was a desperate attempt to make friends. So I was just making friends. And to be fair, that approach actually granted me really two very much aligned friends, but it also granted me a lot of friends that were not aligned with me that wanted to stay in my life. And so I didn't think nothing of it, right? Because I had those two, and then they left because as travelers do travel, we do not stay in one place for very long. So they moved. One lives in Chiang Mai and the other one lives in Koh Tao, but they're gone. And I live in this small village or town in Thailand. And the rest of the people that I've made friends with aren't as positive as me. And I find that I am the only shining light in their negativity, which can be emotionally draining for me. And so I took that sabbatical to Chiang Mai for a week to realize, especially since I met two people. I met a few people in Chiang Mai while I was there, but I really, really, really felt it when I met this person who likes Beyonce and other stars like just things I normally don't listen to. And he just like kept insulting me, like calling me uncultured, like I'm an uncultured F, like it was just so rude. That doesn't make me uncultured. That just means that like I haven't been around that stuff often enough for me to like it. And it doesn't make me any different. And I just realized that I was doing the same pattern again. It didn't matter. I just wanted friends. And then when they left, I just like sat there and I had some awareness. I was just like, I don't think I would ever hang out with them again. Like, they are not meant to be in my life. Like, you cannot just insult me and think, oh, I'm sorry, but you're uncultured, and think that I can, like, you're entitled to your opinion and how you feel about me, but I don't have to take that. I don't have to sit around and keep taking it. So I know now that I am allowed to leave and not be friends with people. Or at least keep an acquaintance, but to spend less time with them or learning, I'm pretty much learning that the people that are meant to be my friends will come, and I am not going to force something that is not aligned with me. And I thought this was really good awareness, and it brought me a lot of peace. So coming back to where I live, the town that I live in, I just felt like this overwhelming peace, and I just didn't want to ruin it. So I didn't contact like anybody really that brings me down and, just doesn't give me the vibe I'm looking for. So it's really important to surround yourself with certain people because literally being surrounded by this person who's like constantly calling me uncultured because I don't know a song from a band in Germany because I don't know this band in anything. Like, I'm uncultured. Like, I do not need to hang around that type of negativity. I don't need to hang around people who talk bad about people. I don't want to hang around people that every time we go out, it gets kind of like emotional. I don't mind every now and again, but when it's every single time, I do mind. But this is also has to do with setting clear boundaries. I need to set stronger boundaries with the people I'm making these connections with that are disturbing my peace. I realized that because of my need to want friends, because of my trauma, I am not setting clear enough boundaries. And that is actually what I'm focusing on right now. And I love it. I love this part of my life is figuring more about myself so I could fall more in love with myself and do things that are benefiting me. And I want my story and how I'm working on myself and showing you that you could work on yourself too, and you don't have to have a bunch of people around you. You just need the right people around you so you can be a more happier and peaceful lifestyle. And that's very important. Like, peace is so important. Freedom, for me, freedom, peace, and happiness is like really important. I do like love, like the love, the act of like loving someone, but that's like last for like romance, right? I want platonic love, platonic peace, happiness. Did I say that? Whatever it is, that's what I want. And the only way that you can also do the same thing is by becoming aware of who you surround yourself with. And like I noticed when I was hanging around people who talk bad about other people, I started falling back into my old habits. I used to love gossip. Like, I was probably called the gossip queen back when I had a job, like a 9 to 5 job back in America. I was like the gossip queen. Like, I knew everything that was going on in the warehouse, and like everyone told me everything, and we would all talk about it, and that was just like my life. But now, going on this spiritual journey, it's like not healthy to talk about other people because it's just not healthy, and I'm working on that. I'm really trying to work on that, but it hurts me when I do have other people who do the same thing. So I am been working on setting boundaries with the people who keep talking about people and setting boundaries with myself by like not hanging around them if it continues. Even though it's like a sucky feeling, ugh. The worst feeling ever when you're going through a hard conversation with someone who is supposed to be your friend and it's because of their negativity, it really hurts. Like, it sucks. It just sucks. And you know, if you had to have that hard conversation with a friend, that it is so sucky and it's sad, and I want to cry because you just think about all the good memories, but also you can't, like, not think about like the bad ones that made you even decide, like, should we be friends or not? Where I'm trying to get out because I have lost my place, because this is my rant episode, is that I am learning to stop gossip and create boundaries with people who gossip. Also, just create boundaries with people who talk bad about other people, like, period, just judging them for the way they look and things like that. I'm also working on not associating myself with those type of people, as in like in a friendship kind of way, if it does continue. And I'm also working on just becoming a bet another better version of myself. And one of them is to, like, when it comes to like dating, I feel like I got that more in the bag somewhat. I'm still working, like if my current relationship didn't work out, how I was gonna like do another relationship. But the thing is like friendships are the same way. You really got to get to know people and get like develop like a connection and a bond and stuff. Even though now that I'm no longer the gossip queen, I feel like I have nothing interesting to talk about. Literally, I feel like I have nothing interesting to talk about or what to talk about. So I'm trying to figure out what to talk about now that I don't gossip anymore about celebrities or about people. What should I talk about, right? And sometimes when you're like so used to something, you're just like stuck there. I'm pretty sure I did not know what to talk about so much with like a friend of mine. I was like, man, I don't want to gossip about nobody. But I don't know what to say either.
And am I boring? Am I this? Am I that? So just know your confidence coach goes through it too. And you know how I've been getting myself out of it is by doing holistic workshops, journaling, talking to myself nicely. You know, like just all the stuff that I've been preaching, I do. So just know that I practice what I preach and it works for me. And I hope it works for you too. So what I'm doing this week is working on myself. Yes, I am still scared to have some hard conversations with some people, but I am doing the dang thing. I am still working on it and I'm working on becoming a better version of myself. So when are you gonna start working on becoming a better version of yourself? Right? That's the question. So when are you gonna start working on yourself? When are you gonna take the time, the investment, like the investment of time to love yourself, surround yourself, like become a better person so you can just like love and be confident about your choices, your actions, and the dark places will become shorter and less like frequent. When are you gonna do that? Because I have spots right now open to join my program so you can learn and practice what I preach, because this actually helps people become more confident and stop comparing themselves and stop doing horrible things to themselves and negative self-talk. You can learn how to work on all that and practice so you can cultivate unshakable confidence and genuine self-love. And when or if the dark thoughts or negativity comes, you'll know what to do and where to start. It's no longer like fall in a deep depression for months or years and get on some antidepressants. No, like you're going to learn how to like, oh, be aware. Like, okay, I am not feeling good. I feel a little depressed right now. What's going on? Like, what happened? What are my triggers? Okay, it's a little bit harder to do now. Like, what am I gonna do next? Like, you're gonna learn how to take action steps and get going so you won't be stuck in a depressive state anymore. Like, I was stuck in a depressive state for like, I think like a week. And then I was like, you know what? Some things are just not working. So I need to go somewhere else so it can work. So I left to Chiang Mai, where they have all these holistic workshops, so I could gain clarity as to what's going on in my mind. And I did. So my program helps you take the action steps you need. Like, you will never waste a whole day, or, well, I wasted a week, but that was me just trying to figure out my life. But basically, you won't waste like a whole month or week or day, like trying to not know what's going on. You're gonna know and you're gonna want to do something about it. Like, I wasted that week, which it wasn't even wasted, trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And I realized I needed a little bit more help than I needed, because I know I'm not no longer afraid to ask for help. I'm no longer afraid to like do my stuff and do my work and do the hard work and do the shadow work. I am trying to teach that to you. So in my program, you will learn how to do all that stuff. And if you want to be a part of that program, you could definitely hit me up on Instagram or check the links in the profile. And if you're not ready to make the investment, you could always click on the videos in my, what you call it, in my library to see which one resonates with you. And that is my rant for the day on Royally Confident. Thank you so much for listening, because I really just wanted to spill the beans. Make sure you subscribe, like if you want to hear more, and you know, hear the next episode. You got to hit that notification button. And you already know the deal. You're going to have a royally confident day, right? Yes. So tune in next week for another empowering episode. Thank you for joining me on the Royally Confident podcast. Remember, confidence is not something reserved just for royalty, it is a mindset and skill that anyone can cultivate. By embracing your unique qualities, overcoming self-doubt, and taking action towards your goals, you can unlock your inner confidence and reign supreme in all areas of your life. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you could leave me a review and share it with your friends and family. Your support helps me reach more people who can benefit from my empowering content.
Stay tuned for future episodes every Sexy Sunday, where I will continue to explore the world of confidence and personal growth. Until then, remember to embrace your worth, believe in yourself, and live a life that is royally confident.